Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This morning we're going to talk about now is our wisdom moment. Our wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 6, because remember it's the 6th of the month and we always do a corresponding chapter. But you want to listen to it or you want to read it, but we're not going to read the whole chapter of Proverbs, but you want to do that, you know, every day. You know, get wisdom. You don't want to be like those students that were sitting on Fox TV, you know, realizing we just bought a $100,000 house and don't have one. You know, people are complaining about their mortgages being upside down. Mm-hmm. You think about it. How many college students' life is upside down because they went and bought a house? I mean, they're way upside down. They have all the debt with no job.
All right.
I want to encourage you not to sell out because of that. Realize that God, we have sort of a debt counseling God, and don't sell out your values, you know, based on that. But this morning, this is our wisdom moment. It's from Proverbs chapter 6, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. It reads, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit. And scarcity like an armed man." Oh, think about that. Oh, my goodness. You know, and if you're worried about poverty, if you're worried about, being in debt, you're worried about, you know, the last thing you need to be doing is sleeping in. And it's interesting that, you know, some people, you know, that are really needing to break loose and get, you know, provision and a job and all that, they're in bed. They're watching television. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess they're waiting for the next commercial that says, "Get your job here." You know,
right.
Actually, it's probably at college going, "Come and get your education." Why? Is there a job at the end of it? You know?
Yeah, right.
And he says, you know, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, and poverty will come on you like a bandit. But you take it like a bandit. A bandit is a robber that comes on you. And so a robber is somebody who doesn't wave at you and go, "Hey, by the way, I'm about 10 feet behind you, and I'm about to grab you around the neck. I'm going to choke you," you know, like Cowboy Bob Kelly, for those that remember. "And I'm going to choke you, and I'm going to reach my hand in your back pocket, and I'm going to take your wallet and your money, and then I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to run with your stuff. And so I'm a bandit, and this is what's going to happen." That's not how it works. How it works is you're walking along and all of a sudden you're being choked out. Mm. Your money's gone. Everything's gone. You're robbed.
Right.
You know, and you can't predict this bandit. I mean, in other words, you could be walking along in your life, you know, slumbering, sleeping, folding your hands, you know, and all of a sudden this guy named poverty is going to overtake you. Mm. You know, and I think about it, you know, that's just the entitlement spirit across the land. It's like that's what's happening in the land, which means, you know, that's why Greece is falling as we speak, and we'll be talking about France in just a little bit. That that poverty's overtaking them, and they are demanding more to be given to them for less of their investing into them, and they don't have the money to give them. And, you know, like a 4-day work week and all this different stuff. And right. And it's like, it sounds great, you know, in the context of our flesh. But in regards to God, that's not what God's designed the universe. It's not how he's designed the earth, and it's not how he's created us. He says a little sleep, a little slumber. Mm-hmm. That's what wisdom says.
Right.
You know, and you think about, you know, the Thessalonian talks about that. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, he warns us about idleness. We're talking about wisdom. So I want to read from that too. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6. He's writing, he says, this is Paul writing to the Thessalonica. He says, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teachings." Man. That's another topic. And so it's like, "You don't bring me flowers anymore." It's like, dude, I was just reading Thessalonians, and he said, "No." He says, Let me do that again. I'm going to read it again so we can have it in context. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not love according to the teachings you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. That's so important. You know, if you're a father and a mother, you know, your parents, you're a shepherd, a pastor, a leader, a boss, a supervisor, you need to set that example as a Christian. He goes on to say, says, we were not idle when we were among you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So Paul would actually just pay for it. How much do I owe you for that?
Right.
Isn't that something? On the contrary, we worked night and day laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any one of you. We did this not because we did not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, he shall not eat. Think about that. But when an entitlement spirit, you know, is that slumbering spirit that just says, you owe me what? Poverty?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bandit's going to take you down. You know, it's going to take you down. And he finally goes on to say, if anyone does not obey your instruction in this letter, take special note of him and do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed, yet do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. And that's what Proverbs is warning us this morning in wisdom. He said, you know what? You know, we got to get involved in our life. We cannot sit around, even at the fact, you know, that you may have, you know, a disability. You may have, you know, and you're not able to do a lot like a typical, you know, job situation that would require you physically to do something, but you can do some. I mean, there are so many. As a matter of fact, I think in America, there's more jobs of inactivity than there are. As a matter of fact, I think they said on the news yesterday, one of the biggest issues is going on that most Americans are sitting around at their jobs. They're not active. They're getting treadmills now that actually coincide with a desk. Maybe you can get one of those, huh?
You like?
No, more so me. So we're going to UWFN radio today. And I'll shoot off the back of the treadmill. And so, but they're actually putting treadmills at their desks because it's so unactive. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the fact is that even with disabilities, you can work. You know what I'm saying? You can do something. You can volunteer. But if you're idle, you know, poverty's going to overtake you like a bandit. And right now, you know, America's demanding some things that it can't pay for. And if we're working, if we're busy, you know, and it doesn't mean that you're actually getting paid what everybody's getting paid, but hey, you're working before God. God will bless you and he'll expand that which you have. But even if you don't have a job, you know, you can make a job of getting a job. You know, when I was looking for a job, when I was switching from a particular company that I was working for that I found that it wasn't a good company and mm-hmm. I left it, it was making very good money, but right. It was making it the wrong way. So I had to leave it. That what I did was, you know, I just trusted God because I did what was right there. And I, for 40 hours a week, I made getting a job my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got up at a set time. I got dressed. You know, I looked in the different things that you look for resources and jobs. And I made a job out of getting a job. And I was either going to get a job or I was going to form a business, but I wasn't going to be idle because you become idle. You know, it takes you over. You cannot be still. We're not designed that way. We're creative beings. You know, God's called us to be active, and you'll just disintegrate. You'll just deteriorate. Atrophy will set in your hope and your vision and your mind and your walk, and you need to be active. You need to be doing something. And so I encourage you, and the wisdom today from Proverbs chapter 6 is that you don't want to be idle. You want to get involved. And, of course, if you're a believer, you know, there's plenty to do in the kingdom of God. There's all kinds of things you can do. You can love your neighbor. You can go help them get groceries. You can just do something, least you do nothing. Let God see that, you know, you're getting involved, you know, in the activities and that God will bless you with that, right?
Right. Amen.
That's totally something that...
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.